Hi, this is Wayne Brown of the 7 Big Questions. Welcome back to my podcast. Today's podcast is going to be a little different to the normal one. Normally, I talk about a tool that I have learned over the years or something that I've used, an experience I've had, an idea that's popped into my head. It could be any number of things. But today's podcast is more of an opinion. I was talking to a friend this evening, and she was telling me how a friend of hers was over for dinner and he had recently lost his mother a while ago, and she cooked roast for dinner. And at the end of the meal, he said to her, "That is exactly how my mum used to make it, and it reminds me of her. That was really nice." And this got her to thinking, and she went up to her son and asked him what his favourite meal was that she cooked. And once he told her, she went and taught him how to cook that particular meal. And that made me think about a belief that I've had for quite a number of years. And I'm quite firm about this. I don't tend to change it at all, really. And that is that every bloke, or male, man, whatever term you want to use, should be able to cook, clean, sew, all these roles that traditionally fall to women. He should be able to do these things. Doesn't mean you have to, but you should be able to. Now, I know what I'm talking about because I can cook and clean and sew and shop and do all of this, these other things. And in fact, when we have dinner parties, it's usually me that does most of the cooking. I mean, my lady's a nice cook. It's just, I suppose I enjoy it more. But anyway, and conversely with women, a woman should be able to do some basic repairs to a car, change a tyre, fix a leaky tap, unblock a toilet, change a light bulb. All these basic skills that a man would traditionally do, I feel that women should at least be able to do it as well. And especially when it comes to things like cars, because one of the worst things I feel is when a woman takes a car to a mechanic and he plays on her ignorance. Now, it's not that she chooses to be ignorant. Most women feel that it's too complex a thing. But if you learn basic automotive terminology and what things do, it makes a huge difference. In fact, that reminds me of a story years ago, a place that I worked at. There was a older chap there. He had a car, and on his license plate, he had minnow. And I said to him one day, "You know, what's with the minnow? I mean, are you into fishing or what?" And he goes, "No, it's because it's a small car, and my lady, who's like really into cars, she's got a big four-wheel drive. It's got marlin on there, as in this large fish," which I found quite amusing. But he then went on to tell me that she's that much into the cars that when they go to the mechanic, he sits back and watches the mechanic say to her, "Well, you're going to need to do blah, 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 blah." And she just goes, "Well, no, hang on, actually. I've just replaced the whatever and adjusted this, and it doesn't need to be." And he loves seeing the expression on their face because they think she's just another woman who has no idea, and then suddenly she's extremely conversant. Now, I'm not saying that you have to be to that level, but a woman should be able to know what the parts of a car are. Same as a bloke should be able to cook. And I'm not talking just doing a spaghetti bolognese. I'm talking having a number of dishes plus a couple of signature dishes. Something that you cook well. Something that you've started off with a recipe and you've twisted it to put your own little slant on it and made it your style. I know for myself, I have a few dishes that I like to pull out now and then that I enjoy cooking. I get satisfaction, especially when they go right. I'm not hugely effective in the kitchen, but I'm working towards it. It's one of my goals is to one day be fully conversant around the kitchen. But anyway, something for you to ponder. And a question that I've put on my Facebook is if life was a job and you had to submit a resume as to what skills you had, what skills would you be able to put on there? Are you, if you're a male, are you only able to do some basic repairs to a car and mow the lawn? If you're a woman, are you only able to do some cleaning? Because if they're your only skills and you have to survive on your own at any point, you're going to be in a lot of difficulty. So I know for myself, I've spent a lot of years building up these various skills, and some of them I had to start quite early. I remember my father telling me years ago that I first cooked a roast meal when I was 14. My mother went into hospital for an operation, and I was the only one in the family capable of cooking a roast. So at the age of 14, I cooked a roast for five people. So it's one of those things I feel it builds your confidence. You are far more likely to try new things if you've got these other abilities already behind you, things that you've tried and you've mastered to some degree, even if it's just the basic skills. So that's my question to you today. If you had a resume for life, what skills would you be able to put on there? What skills would you like to put on there? You might be terrified of cooking, but it's something you'd really love to learn how to do. And you can just do some basic classes, maybe download something, watch a couple of shows, whatever, and slowly build up some skills. Even if you're just cooking for yourself, trying it, and then trying it out on your partner, your family, friends, whatever. But slowly building up your skill set. So that's today's podcast, just a nice personal one, not anything about the seven big questions. This was just from a personal experience. So get out there, build up your skill levels, try all these different things, give them a crack, get your confidence happening. I know it's worked for me and I know it'll work for you. So give it a go. Even if it's just one new thing a month, you'd be amazed what you can accomplish within a couple of years. Anyway, this is Wayne Brown of the Seven Big Questions. Send me an email if you want. Let me know what skills you've got. You may have something that I think, wow, I'd like to learn that one day. So anyway, send me an email, thesevenbigquestions@yahoo.com. I'll look forward to your emails. Until then, I'll catch you at the next podcast. Remember, it's your choice, always has been, and always will be. Catch you later.